Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, or by the two dots where it says Tana Rabbanan. It says like this, Tana Rabbanan. It says V'chiper, that the Kohen Gadol will get a kapara for bringing his karbanos on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, V'kaparas devar makasa b'davar. That word V'chiper means you get a kapara by vidui, by asking for tshuva, by tshuva, by doing tshuva, by having it, it's all in your mind. You said that means words. Maybe it means zrika, dam. Now, that raises a whole other question. How could there be a kapara without tshuva? What is that, magic? We're going to sprinkle dam and then you get a kapara? How does that work? I don't have an answer for that question. What does that mean? It's assumed in the Gemara's question that there's such a thing. Zrika alone, you don't have to say a word, you don't have to think a thing. We're going to just do Zrika for you and you're going to get a kapara. After all, says the Gemara, Harani Dan. So the Gemara answers, now don't think that. Why? Nemar Khan, it says over here the word kapara. V'nemar Lahalan, and it says over there, by the Seir HaMishtaleach. Kapara, Ma Kapara, Ha'amur B'Seir, Devarim. Just like when we throw the animal off the cliff, there has to come along with it some tshuva, some magic. Af kapara ha'amor b'par. Thank you. Af kapara ha'amor b'par devarim. So to hear must also mean words.
But what about a chatur?
Oh, yes. But 1 second. V'im nafshcha lomar. If you're going to want to argue with me and say, what are you going to argue and say? Says Rashi. V'im nafshcha lomar. Lahashiv tshuva al gzereshavazu. You're gonna have a kash on this gzereshava. Lomar to say she'ain v'chiper el matan damim. It's not true that v'chiper means words. It means matan dam. I'll tell you why. If that's what you want to argue, al karchach mineu be tipuk lach. Within the very situation here, it's gonna prove you wrong. Why? What does that mean? He'll explain. It's not possible to say that. Why? Shaharei who Omer v'hikrav Aaron as parachatas hashalo. He's going to bring his chatas v'chiper ba'ado u'ba'ad beiso. It's going to be a kapara. V'yachar kach, and then it says, oh, v'shachar as parachatas. How do you get a kapara before the shechita? Obviously, by words. Otherwise, how do you do that? Al karchach v'chiper ba'ado. You get a kapara. V'adayin lo nishchat. You didn't even check it yet. How's that possible? By words. Alma kapara bedvarim hu. You see, it's words. Now, back to the Gemara. V'chim nafshcha lomar. If you want to weasel out of it, how are you going to get out of this gzeira shav? You're going to say, Harei Omer, v'hikriv ayin as parachat hashalo, v'chiper ba'ad b'ad beiso, v'dayin lo nishchat par. And the par, but the par was still not brought. How's that even possible? Now, ma'vi nafshcha lomar. What are you going to say to undo the gzeira shav? Right, it's so funny because we always believe that the Gzeira Shava comes from your Rebbe all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like Har Gvul Yavar is Gzeira Shava, and now they have a kasha on this Gzeira Shava. What's the kasha? We said whatever your kasha is, the answer is not true, because the kapara comes before. What was the kasha? The kasha was as follows: what about the sa'ir that's brought inside the kodesh, right? What? Which one's that? That's a seir. 1 minute. Yeah. The seir hanasa b'snim shekaparasa b'damim. The seir that is done. The other seir. One gets thrown off the cliff, and one gets that is done. That is the kapara is with zvika. Harehu om. So that you're right. That is such a thing at that animal. That's true. What that means, what does that concept even mean? That you can get a kapara without doing anything? Right? By the way, even when you bring an ola, we said yesterday, it's a kapara for, you didn't bench, you forgot to bench one time, you didn't put on tefillin one day, so you bring an ola. That has to also come with some kind of vidui, some kind of tshuva. Not just stop magic. So what's going on over here? I don't know. V'chipe, Harei Omer, it says no. V'chipe, v'adayin l'nishchat par. That can't be right. That can't be right. Okay? Now, Uminayon Sheb Ana. How do I know I start off saying Ana Hashem, please Hashem? How do I know you start off with such a lashon? So the Gemara answers, Nemar kan kapara. It says over here, kapara, vinela, vinemar lahalan b'choreiv. And it says by Har Sinai, kapara, after the Chet Egel, it says kapara, it says, right? What does it say over there? Va'ata, where's the word ana? Oh, ma'alahalan, ba'ana, just like over here it says, ba'ana, what does it say? It says, ana, chata, hazeh, chata, gedola. Hashem, Moshe used the word ana. Avkan, so to over here, ana. So to over here, it also means the word ana. We use the word ana. Umenayin, sheb Hashem. How do you know Yamazkir, the Shem Hashem? Nemar kan, kapara. Venemar be'egla arufa, kapara. Right? It says, be'egla arufa, kapara. What does it say over there? It says, Kiper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. Don't make this damn lucky over here in my town. We didn't do anything wrong. He sees the word Hashem. Ma'alahalam b'shem. Avkan b'shem. It's a funny Xerushava, pulling psukim out of left field. But that's what Xerushava is, right? Amar Baya, one second. B'shloma chorev me'egla arufa lo yalif. We don't want to make Xerushava from chorev to egla arufa. That what? That Moshe at Har Sinai use the lashon of Hashem, like by Egla Rufa, because my dehava hava. That's history. Whatever happened. It's history. So we can't make a gzeira shava. This is what happened. So if the words aren't there in the pasuk by Moshe, we can't add them in. Ella Egla Rufa Telef Mechorev. So why don't we learn Egla Rufa from Chorev? And by Egla Rufa, you also have to mention Hashem's name. Why don't we find that? V'chite Mahachanami. If you want to say maybe talk, it's true. Vatnan, but we learned. Hakahanim omrim ki per la'amcha Yisrael. But the kahanim say the words, that means the kahanim by egla rufa. Right? This should be a kapara for the Jewish people, right? Uba ana lo kamar. They don't say the word ana. So why not? Kasha. That's a kasha. That's a good kasha. What? Tana, you're not going to die from this kasha. Tana tiyufta. It's a kasha. Okay. Then it said, Behain onin acharav. They answer, what if people answer back? They answer, Baruch Shem Kivod Bachus Olel Boy. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, it says in the Pasuk, in Hazinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call the name of Hashem, Havu Godel Lelokenu, ascribe greatness to God. Amalahem Moshe Yisrael. Moshe says to the Bnei Yisrael, Bishah Shani Mazkir Shemo Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, when I mention Hashem's name, Atem Havu Godel. You ascribe greatness. Okay? Now, that's wonderful. And no one has a problem with that. So what about, where does Baruch Shem Kavod come from? Where does that come from? Why is that the pasuk to say? How about Hodul Hashem Kito? I can think of a thousand things to say. Amen, maybe. Where'd that pasuk come from? But why that pasuk? When I mention the name of Hashem, you have to say something back. Okay. I'll say something back. I'll say, Amen. Like, why? Whatever you're going to add, whatever you're going to say back, the question is, well, why did you pick that? So why did we pick this? I don't know. It's such a funny thing. Because Baruch Shem Kivod, you only say it twice. You say it twice. Right? We say it in Shema. Right? Say it in Shema. Quietly. And you say it, what's the other time you say it? When you say a bracha levatala. You say Hashem's name levatala. What is the connect? What's that about? And now we know. Now we say no. You know when you say it, when I say Hashem's name, not Levatala, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the holiest place, that's when you say this word, this phrase. Why? Because when you hear Hashem's name, you got to say something back. What is that? What's going on here? I don't know. I don't know what the inner meaning is. What does this mean? Oh, you don't have any thoughts? Correct. Right, so everyone knows it's a famous story. In the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't say Amen. In the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't say Amen. What did they say? Baruch Shem Kavod. Why? Why? Right? Amen means emes, right? Whatever you're saying, yes, I agree. Okay. Chananya ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Chananya ben Achai, the Chananya, the son of the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, said, Zecher tzaddik levracha. A tzaddik should be remembered for good, which means, Amar lahem navi li Yisrael, b'sha'a sh'ani mazkir tzaddik olamim, when I mention the tzaddik, best tzaddik of all, meaning Hashem, Atem Tenu Bracha, you give a bracha. That's why when you hear Hashem's name, you say, you make a response. Okay, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuzel. So that could be a little bit of a reason. Baruch is a bracha. Baruch Shem Kavod is a baruch, is a bracha, as opposed to Amen, which is I'm affirming. Yeah, that's true. Exactly. It's a good question. I don't know. Exactly. Okay, next Mishnah says like this. The next Mishnah now, we're going to discuss.
You're saying a bracha on the mouth, and the mouth is a reminder.
Right.
You don't say it in Baruch Uvaruch Shemo.
No, but Mati's asking. So Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo is.
Baruch Shem Kvay Matusa is more encompassing than Baruch Uvaruch Shemo.
Why?
Because
why?
The whole mouth of the Malchusa is the kingdom.
Who said you have to do that? Who said you have to do that?
We're talking about Hashem.
By the way, you know the famous Gemara. There's a Gemara we have. Gemara. When somebody started making up his own nusach,
yes,
and he said Hashem is this and he's that and he went on and on and on. And then when he said, "No, that's it," when he stopped, the other one said, "That's it. You finished. Keep on going. There's no end." So why are we saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus?
We don't do that.
Exactly. So we follow the nusach of. So who made up this nusach? Where did this come from? Yaakov Avinu said it, right? Yaakov Avinu said it when the brother said Shema Yisrael in this week's parsha Vayechi. Yeah. So we don't know. Should we say it out loud? Should we not say it at all? Time the Torah. Or we'll say it quietly. So that's a great bracha.
But on Yom Kippur night, you say it loud.
Right, Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur morning, and Yom Kippur morning, by the way.
Yeah? But there's a reason for it. I mean, it's
what?
It's obviously...
Twice? Oh, yeah? Okay. It's an interesting topic. Like, where did this come from? What's so special about it? Why is it only in the Beis Hamikdash? Why don't we say it every time? Right? What's a nusach? Okay. The next procedure that took place on Yom Kippur was the lottery regarding the two goats. One's being thrown off a cliff, and one's being sent to Hashem. One's being brought to the carbon. This is the most, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not really a lottery. To call this a lottery, it's not a lottery. A lottery means I'm pulling one out of many. Here, you're not pulling one out of many. You're just
flipping a coin.
Yeah, not even flipping a coin. You'll see. It's not a. I don't know why they call it a lottery. It's not a lottery.
Well, they pulled lots out. That's why.
But they're predetermined lots. Yeah. The only question is which hand it's in. That's the only issue. Is it his right hand or his left hand?
Yeah.
That's all. So okay, that sentence is a lottery. What? Yeah. Balo lemizrach azara. He comes to the mizrach of the azara. Tzafon lamizbeach. On the northern side of the mizbeach. Hasagan miyamino, the Sagan's on the right side, the Rosh Beis Av mismolo, the Rosh Beis Av is on the left side, the Shaman over there, Shnei Seirim, there are two goats, the Kalpe Hoysasham, there were two lots, Uba, Kalpe doesn't mean two lots, Kalpe means two boxes, the Kalpe Hoysasham was a box over there, Uba Shnei Gorolos, there were two lotteries, two lots, Shalashkora, Eshkoroa, some kind of wood, Hayosin, they made it like that. And Ben Gamla shall zav. And Ben Gamla made them out of gold. And they said, oh, that's a good thing, he made it out of gold. That's a good thing. Now we're going to have a whole tangent on other people that made inventions in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Katin, Oseh Yud Beis Dad L'Kiyar. He made 12 faucets for the Kiyar. Shalo Haya Lo El Ashnayim. Because they used to have only two. He made 12. Why did he make 12? So the Achronim say, it's a very difficult answer. Why 12? Why not 11? Why 12? So, because how many people did the carbon tabit in the morning? 13. We learned that. There were 13 people. But the one who's doing shechita is not an avoda. So he doesn't really have to wash his hands. He will have to wash his hands at some point because he's doing avoda. So we get 12 right away. And then he can do his own. So that's why. That's officially why there's 12. You can ask kashas on that because... So make it 13. But it made it 12. He also made a pulley for the kiyar. The halacha, it was like this. Any time there was any water left over in the kiyar, the next morning had to be spilled out. That's a big pain in the neck, to spill out the water every morning. So what he did was, he built a shaft from the Harabayas, right, going all the way down to the water source underneath the Harabayas.
The same apple that we had there.
Yeah, right. He built a shaft with a water source, and every night, they would lower the kiar into this pool of water, and then it's connected to the ground. So therefore, if it's connected to the ground, it's not an issue of lina, and in the morning, you need like 10,000 people to pull that up. It's full of water, no? It's very heavy. Think about that. But okay.
No, but this, the reason was not because of the pain in the neck, because of the gnai of Kedusha. Water that is...
It's a gnai to have lina. It's a gnai to have lina. So to get rid of the gnai, they did this. They came up with this idea.
So you add water to it.
They lowered it in, so it sat there overnight. So in the morning, because it's attached to the ground, that's the key, it's attached to the ground. You can't have lean if it's attached to the ground.
I was having a problem with this thing, because we don't need over water because of the chashash of getting a poison.
It has nothing to do with that.
Why otherwise would there be lena for keeping the water above?
So Rashi says,
right? By kiddush, you can't have wine if they add wine to the cup. Isn't the same?
Nothing to do with that.
We don't leave eggs. We don't leave onions. We don't leave.
We
water.
Don't leave that because of.
No, so right, nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that.
Otherwise, there would be no problem having tummy water sitting.
Right. It's a separate issue. Let's say you have meat that you left overnight.
Yeah.
So it becomes possible. It's lena. You can't have things stay overnight.
That's because it's part of the carbon. You only have.
Right. So the water is also kedusha. Rashi says it. Why? Rashi says, he says, v'ilov, you wouldn't do this. Have a mifsile belina. It would have become possible belina. Lafisha kadshu b'kli. Because it was Kodesh in the Kli. What Kli? The Kiar.
Exactly. So
why is... V'lo kavod shemayim hu, lifsol mayim kadoshim. It's not covered to leave mayim kadoshim like that overnight. That's all. Nothing to do with the drinking, nothing to do with that. I don't know why, it's a good question why.
Didn't we say that the water comes from a source, an aqueduct?
Yeah, but it's sitting there overnight.
Yeah, but it's in the Kiar.
It's in the Kiar overnight.
Where did you lowering it to?
There's another one.
Yes, another one.
Underneath the base of the mikveh.
Okay. Munbaz Hamelech. Hayaotse call Yodos Hakelim Shalyom Kippurim Shal Zav. He made every handle of every kli out of gold on Yom Kippur. Hilni Imo, Hilni his mother. Os Asada Nivreshas Shal Zav al Pesachel. She put like a menorah, some kind of candelabra, chandelier, in the opening of the Hechel. Va'afi Asada, listen to this. Va'afi Asada Tavla Shal Zav. She also made a plate of gold. Sheba Parsha Sote Kosav Aleha. So the Parsha Sota is written on it, because if the woman's a Sota, they have to write the Parsha of Sota and then stick it in the concoction. Look, how are they going to get the Parsha? There's no Chumashim. So they have to go pull out a Sefer Torah and go copy it down line by line. So she said, I'll save them that trouble. I'll make a plate of gold. I'll donate it. We'll have a big sandwich. Look what I'm donating. I'm donating the Parsha Sota. She's donating the Parsha Sota so that whenever there's a Sota, right? It's like can you imagine having such a thing in the campaign? Who wants to donate that? Who wants to donate the Parsha Sota for the Sota? So can you imagine?
Did they put a name under it?
Yeah, donated by. So therefore it would save the Chachamim the trouble of having to go get a Torah to go copy it line by line.
How could
it's such a strange thing.
Might not be a Gnai on that. I'll tell you why.
Why? Because if she's Tahar, if she's found innocent, it's a big bracha.
No, because in general, if you see it. You'll think about it.
Uh-huh. So it's like a deterrent.
Exactly.
It's a deterrent. That's a good shot. It's like a deterrent.
Because they consider it. They definitely hung it on the wall.
Yeah. Well, they
didn't
find it
funny. They thought it was praise for her that she did.
Right. In the Machon HaMikdash, they have it like... In the Machon HaMikdash, when they have the pictures of the Beis Hamikdash, they have it like on a tripod. Like at a seminar, when you have... That's what they have it like that. Like on that. Yeah.
Golden handles.
So the Enkatega Nasa Senegar only applies to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Yeah, and we're going to see it only applies to something that has to do with what?
People.
people only applies. It only applies to something that has to do with tefillah. It only has to do with tefillah, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, why don't you put gold on a shofar?
It changes the sound.
So the Gemara says, well, that changes the sound. Ain't katega. So you see that shofar is tefillah. Shofar is a form of davening, right? I was on the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's in my shul. It's a davening, it's an issue of tefillah, which is why when the Kohen Gadol goes into the five lefnim, the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's an aspect of tefillah, right? Even though his tefillah has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, he's saying a tefillah for the, whatever he's saying a tefillah for, it's a kind of tefillah. The whole thing.
On the shofar, it's also kosher if you don't have it on your lips.
Right, but the Gemara, right, the kosher changes the sound. And one of the things the Gemara says over there is, Enka take an asa zanega. What do you mean? What is that? I can't wear a gold watch on Rosh Hashanah? You can. Because the shofar is a form of tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, it's an issue. That's the only issue.
Yeah, there's a lot of gold in this.
Right.
People are made of gold in Kodesh Kodashim.
No, but he's saying, why are you going out of your way to get more gold?
Can't you add more gold?
The answer is more. The Torah says, put an R in there. It has to be gold. What is it to do? I should make more gold? The answer is not an issue. The only issue is if it's a tefillah. Okay. Anyway, Nicanor osas anisim l'dal sasav. Nicanor made a miracle with the, there was a miracle with the doors. If we have time, we'll do that. Save Michael a little time. Tomorrow's massive. V'hayomaz kirin osas l'shevach. And they gave him a shevach for that. Now, midika amal, this is a little bit difficult. Midika amal atzafan ha-mizbeach, since we said that it was to the north of the mizbeach, michlal the mizbeach la betzafan havi. So the mizbeach was not in the north. Mani, who said that? Amar b'lazer ben Yaakov. Titania, tzfon lefnei Hashem, shei tzafon kulo panui divrei b'lazer ben Yaakov. The whole thing was open. In other words, the mizbeach was not in the north. V'ha-reisha b'lazer b'shimon hi. But the Reisha we said yesterday was a Moshe Rav Shimon. So how can it be a different Tana? No, Kula Moshe Ben Yaakovi. V'tani Bibein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. It means, what we have to say is, the Reisha, that the power was standing, Bibein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Right? Next to, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which is to the north of the Mizbeach, but it wasn't in the north itself. Hasgan Mi'imina V'rosh Beitzav Mismolo, Amr V'Yehuda, Hamahalech lemin rabo. If somebody walks to the right of his rebbe, hare zebur. That's a amaretz. You do that. Tanan. One second. How could you say that? Hasgam miyamino v'rosh beisav mismolo. How could Rabbi Yehuda make a statement like that out of the blue? That if you stand to the right of your rebbe, you're a boor. You're an amaretz. The Mefarish Mishnah says that the Sagan stood to the right of the Kohen Gadol. Mustami, he's his rebbe. Ba'od, also Tanya shlosha mahalchem baderech. If three people are walking on the way, harav be'emta, gadol miyamino v'katam ismolo. What do you mean if you stand next to the right side of your rebbe, you're a boor? What does that mean? V'chi matzina b'shlosh ha'malchei ha'shareis. The three angels, shebo eitel avram, michal be'emta, gavriel miyamino, rufal b'smolo. Right? I thought that gavriel is the best one. But here the Gemara says michal is. He's in the middle, right? The Rebbe's in the middle, and the two Talmidim are on the sides. Answer Tosfos the Rush. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, Rebbe, when Rebbe Yehuda said that if you walk to the right of your Rebbe, you're a boor, that's if it's only you and your Rebbe. But if it's three people, what are you supposed to do? That's the answer. So the Rush says, if that would have been the answer, if that would have been the distinction, then he would have to have said that. Since he doesn't say that, that can't be the answer. I don't know like about that answer. That's what he says. Anyway, the answer is like this. Tigrimer of Shmuel bar Papa, Kabeder of Ada, Kadesh the Chasibo Rabo. You have to stand in such a way where you're blocking him. That's what it means. If you stand mamish next to him, you're a boor. You stand a little back, that's okay. Ay, Votanya, Mahalech, Kineged Rabo, Hareze, Boor, Achore, Beis Rabo, Hareze, Megase, Ruach. One second. If you stand next to your Rabbi, you're an Amaretz. If you stand behind him a little bit, you're a show off. So where should you stand? The answer is, the Mitzadeh Atzdudeh. You have to be in between that perfect spot where you're not next to him, but you're not too far behind him. Yeah, some perfect spot over there, that's where you could be. Okay? Next.
What's that
look of the Meister? The Kalpe Sham Ubashne Gorolos. Tanar Abana, it says, V'nosan Aaron al Shnei Haseirim Gorolos. Gorol shall call Dover. The Gorol, it could be made out of anything. Yachal, Yitek Shnayim al Zeh, V'shnayim al Zeh. The Midrash should have two lots for the Azazel and two lots for Hashem. Tamad Lomar, Gorol Echad Lashem, Gorol Echad Lazazel. No, Ein Kan Lashem, Ella Gorol Echad, Ein Kan Lazazel, Ella Echad. Yachal Yitain, Shal Shem, Vishal Azazel Azeh, Vishal Shem, Vishal Azazel Al Zeh. You put each one into each box. Talmud Lomar, no. Gor Elecha Lashem, in kan Lashem Ela Echad. In kan Ladozel Ela Echad. Im Kein, Ma Talmud Lomar, Gor Elos. Why is it plural? What kind of girl is this? Shahayu Shavin, they were equal. Shalayasa Echad Shel Zav, Echad Shel Kesef, Echad Shel Gadol, Echad Katan. They were the same size. They were made out of the same material. Gor Elos Shel Kadavar Pshita. Obviously, it can be made out of anything. Well, Lo Tzvicha L'Kedetanya. Lefisha Matzino B'Tzitz. Tzitz be found by the Tzitz. Shashem Kosev Olav. Who shall zav that you wrote Hashem's name on it and it was made out of gold? Yachal av zekain. So too, this has to be that way, out of gold. Talmud Lomar, no. Goral riba shall zayis. You can make it out of olive wood. Shall egos, nut wood. Riba shall achsheroa, some other kind of wood. It doesn't matter. Okay. Next, ben katan asa shnei maser dad likir. He made 12 faucets. Tana. So the 12 kahanim that are being involved in the Talmud can wash at the same time. We said there were 13, but the one who's doing shechita is not an avoda. Tana, shachris b'miluo mekadesh yadav v'raglav min ha'elyon. So what I think this means is there were two faucets, like an upper faucet and a lower faucet. So the upper faucet, when it's nice and full, you can use the upper faucet. But Arvit, in the nighttime, when you already used a lot of the water in the kiar, then Biri Dasso. You have to use the lower faucet. Mekadesh, does that make sense? Mekadesh Yadav Ragla Min HaTachton. The lower faucet. Is that how Arsko says it? There's like an upper faucet and a lower. I don't know what else this means. Yeah, an upper faucet and a lower faucet. What?
Yeah, stop talking about
it. Right.
I was under the impression lower faucet is for finished
Ragla. No, it's the same thing. The question is, when you have a lot of water, use the upper faucet. Then when the water went down, use the lower faucet. Why do you need two faucets? I don't... You know, he's saying that the upper is for the hands and for the bottoms of the feet. But they washed at the same time.
They did it
at
one shot.
They'll wash at the same time. How do you do that?
Sit down.
It's very hard. Now, let us sit down. We said that. How do you wash? It's very hard to wash yourself without any free hands. It's almost impossible.
No, they did this.
What?
That's how they did it. Top, one shot down.
How to turn it on.
Turn
with the other hand. Turn with the other hand.
They
put
their hand on top of their foot. And
you waste
and
a lot of water that way.
They have to do it all at once.
What do you want me to tell you?
They have to do it all at once.
What?
They turn it on and do it all at once.
No. They have to turn it on, move their hand, and then wash, and then turn it off. Okay.
Otherwise,
it's
impossible.
Bafu osim mukhni lakiyar.
That kiyar was heavy.
It must be massive, no?
Massive.
Yes.
So, my mukhni, what does mukhni mean? The official translation of mukhni means like a, I think in modern Hebrew, it's called a machine.
Machine.
Doesn't mean a machine. They didn't have machines. Amar Abaya, Gilgala Davi Mishka La, lay. It was some kind of pulley. It was a pulley. They would drop it in and then pick it up out of the water. Okay. Munbaz HaMelech Asa.
Was the key one of the kingdom that was shown to Pinchas?
What do you mean shown to Pinchas?
The menorah was shown to him, so he knew how to make it.
Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu? No, I'll tell you one thing. I have a kasha that no one's ever given me an answer for. When the Torah describes the Levium carrying the Mishkan,
it doesn't mention
the kiyar.
It also doesn't mention that the kiyar had no size because it was built from all the mirrors.
It doesn't have to mention that. Who carried the kiyar? It doesn't say. It says Gershon Kahasim Arori. The Mishkan was divided up among the three of them. The Kiyar is not in there. Why?
It's not
a this and it's not a that. So you can hack with this all day long.
Put on a wagon.
What?
Put on a wagon.
Which one?
Just put on a wagon.
I understand. The Levium carried the whole Mishkan. So they carried the curtains and they carried the beams and they carried the kalim. Where'd the Kiyar go? Where'd the Kiyar go? So you can hack. Why doesn't the Torah say it? So that, Kiyar's not really a clay mikdash,
right.
It's only a preparation. I have all this Torah. And the answer is, the Torah leaves it out. Just food for thought, why the Torah would leave that out. It's not now. We're in Parshas Shemos now. It's hard to dream of the Mishkan.
My question is, the Torah left it out. And my question is, how do they have the right to change what was the original Kiyar?
So that goes, that just proves that the Kiyar was really a keli of convenience and necessity. So if I make it better...
Yeah.
If I make it better, I'm allowed to do that. Right? No, because the Aron has two kruvim. I'll make four kruvim. It's even better.
Shlomo Melech's one didn't look anything like this.
What?
Shlomo Melech's one didn't look anything like this. It was a monster.
Here?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the Beis Hamikdash changed also.
Right. So it's an interesting question he asked. Well, who gave them the right to add to the kiyar? So you see that the kiyar is down on the same level. No one said, menorah had seven. I'll make nine. It's even bigger than seven. No, nicer. You can't do that. Can't do that.
Fully different Beis HaMikdashes.
They did it. They had to go bring water from somewhere else. It took a long time. They had to bring water. No. Okay. We got to move.
We're gonna finish.
I'm a base is very short. I mean, we could do that gigantic tussle. I don't think anybody wants to. But happening with Zikim.
Monday stuff is massive.
Massive. Munbaz Hamelech Osik Kol Yados Hakelim of gold. He made all the kelim of gold. So the Gemara says, so why the Navdiru Lezudas of? Why does he make the kelim themselves also out of gold? Why not? Or just the handles? Amar Rabaya B'diados Sakinan. No, we're talking about the handles of the knife. Not, you can't make a knife out of gold. It won't cut. You can't even do that. So the handles have to be made out of gold. That the handle, yeah. Not the knife itself. Meisvei, 1 second. We have a brisa that says, Afhu osa kane kelim. He made the kane, the basis of the kelim. Vagone kelim and the rims. V'yados kelim and the handles. V'yados sakinon and the handles of the knives. Shiyomar Kippurim Shalza. So the question now is, fine. I understand that the knives couldn't be made out of gold. What about the other kelim? The other things besides knives. Why couldn't he make them out of gold? Tergum Abaye. No, you know what those kelim are? They're bekatata dinargi vechatini. Other kinds of knives and other kinds of cleavers and hatchets and other things like that, which don't work out of gold. They can't be out of gold. That what?
A hatchet out of gold.
It was a hatchet. What do these things mean?
Axes and
adds.
I know, but you put that smack into one like that once and it slips out of your hand?
Yeah. Next. Hilni Imo Asla Nivresha Shalzok. She made some kind of candelabra of gold. Tana, listen to this. Bishasha Hachama Zoreches, when the sun would rise in the morning, Nitzotso Tiyotzin Mimena, the sun would hit this candelabra, create a glow, sparks it's called, Fahakal Yodin Shigizman Kriyashma. And everybody would know that the Zman for Kriyashma has now begun. Okay?
Did he move the candelabra around?
No. It was hanging. It was hanging. So whenever the sun hit it, now we can take Shema. Okay?
That moves.
What?
Time moves. When Shema Krishna moves, oh, because the sun.
Yeah.
Never mind.
The Gemara says 1 second. 1 second. It's a very difficult Gemara, which is why the Tosfos is so long. 1 second. Meisvei, 1 second. Hakori Shema Shachris, Im Anshe Mishmar, V'im Anshe Maimid. If someone reads the Shema with the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Maimid, Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. Why not? Who are the Anshe Mishmar? The Kahanim. Who are the Anshe Maimid? Yisraelim that are there to represent. Right? So, you're not Yotze. Why? Because Anshe Mishmar Mashkimen. The Anshe Mishmar say Shema too early. The Anshe Maimid Ma'achrin. They say it too late. Says Rashi. Anshe Mishmar. Shakahanim Sha'avodu Mutelas Aleihem. The Kahanim who are busy with the Avoda. Makdimin likrosa kodim hayom. They said Shema before the morning. Why? Shema tim shachalein avoda v'yimnu likros. They're going to run out. They're going to get too busy with the avoda. They're not going to have time. 1 minute. Anshe mashmaimid Yisraelim haomdim b'shlichus tzibur ala karbon. The Jews, Yisraelim, that are shliach, who are here to represent our town, our shevet, whatever. Shenemar v'tishmur t'hakiv li mitzvah shiu mishmarim omdim ala karbonam. Right, they were there, and it was too late. So therefore, asks the Gemara, how could that siman? How could that candelabra be a mark, a siman? Wanted to say Shema, it can't be, because they were early and late. Answers the Amar Abaya, l'sha amad Yerushalayim. No, for the rest of the city, not for them. Ain't a konami, you can't go by them. They late, early, late, they were all messed up. For the rest of the city, what does that mean?
One second.
I just want to finish to the top of the Gemara, so at least we finish the daf, and then we'll go back and discuss this. La'afi asa tavla. Afi asa tavla. She made a. What do you call it? What's a tavla?
A tablet
of the sota. Shmas mina kosher megill tinuk lahalasalavid ba. You see from here that you're allowed to write down Torah shebichsav. For study. What's the difference between save the Kahana and the Tircha of going into an Arakosh part of Torah? Or do the kids want to learn Parshas Bereishis? Amar Shlokish, Vishnu Rabbi Yanai. No. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to write that. What?
It's like a thing.
Right, you're not allowed to do that. Rather, it was Aleph Beis. She only wrote the Aleph Beis. She only wrote the first letter of each word. So when she saw the first letter of each word, the car, oh right, the first letter is, oh right, I know what that word is, and the second letter, and the third letter, and so on and so on. Meisve, 1 second, that's not true. It says, Kishu kosei v'roe, the kosei v'masha kasa b'tavla. When he would write, the Kohen would write the parasha of Sota, he would see what's written on the tablet. Not that it was Aleph Beis, but he would see what's written there. Ema, roe v'kosei v'masha kasa b'tavla. Doesn't that mean, El roe v'kosei v'kimasha kasa b'tavla. No, change it to say, he wrote what would be written on the tablet. In other words, it was only Aleph Beis. Meisve, that can't be. It says kishuhu kosev, roev kosev mashakasev betavla, umashakasev betavla. And what was Haka written on there? Im shachav ish ozach v'im lo shachav im shatis im lo shatis. Right, the parsha is there. Hasam b'sirugin. The answer is not every pasuk was written there. It alternated. Some words were there. Some was aleph based. Some words were there. Some was aleph based.
So what's the problem? What's the problem with writing?
Because there was an iser to write. It's part of there was an issue. Portions of the Torah.
It's a copyright issue.
Right. It was an issue. Because he can't write part of it. They didn't have what we have today, a chumash, or even if it's a scroll of just parshas Vayigash. There's no such thing. So what do you remember? Just parshas Sota. Right? So it was written like this, Serugin. A little pasuk here, then some aleph bays, a pasuk, some aleph bays. That was okay. It was so bare bones, that was okay.
Right,
I might as well just pull the same Torah. It's such a pain in the neck.
Right.
Okay. So the getting back to the story about the Ramban, the Ritva, they explain like this. It's difficult to imagine that in the Beit HaMikdash, they weren't doing it right. So this is what I did today. Today is December 15th, 2013. Alos HaShachar is either 5:43 or 6 a.m., depending on what Zman you hold like. That's just a technical machlokas about the horizon. So it's either 5:43 or 6 a.m. Right here in the shul, we said it was 6 a.m., which is why our fast started at 5:58, which was 2 days ago. Others had it at 5:42, which is the other Zman. But it's the same Zman, just on who you hold like. Nate is not machlokas about. Nate's is 7:12. Nate's is 7:12. The last time you could say Shema is either 8:54 or 9:30. And the earliest time you could put on tefillin is 6:17, which is pretty late. It's pretty late in the year. So what's going on here? So you have to see, when can you say Shema? When can you say Shema? So before 5:43 or before 6 a.m., it's still the night. That's not an issue. You can't say Shema then. There's a Gemara that says, you say Shema at night, you yotze for both. So the Rosh Hashanah pointed out, there's a Gemara bracha like that. You can wake up early in the morning and say Shema. We don't hold like that Gemara. We don't hold like that. That's a Das Yachid over there. Even though it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bayachoy, we don't hold like that. You can't do that. What's going on here? So the Ramban says, and the Ritva says, that they said it after Alos, meaning after 6 a.m., right? And which is before Nates, or before the earliest Zman for Tefillin. So they would say it between 6, or let's say 6:17. They would say it sometime between then, which is Mutter, that's a big B'dieved. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they had no choice. They would do it like that. Or, alternatively, the Anshei Maimed, they would say it, the last Zman is 9:30 or 8:54, they would say it at 9:28. Like the last possible time, which again is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, but it's you know, you're cutting it close, right? How does that all fit with our modern day? So Tosus discusses over here that when was Vasikin said? Because it's mashma that Vasikin was said at Nate. Here it's a little before, a little after. It's a very complicated sugya.
The time that the sun hit that came when? What time is that?
Right, that's a good question. I don't know.
What time is it?
What time was that?
Is that before Lotus Shachar? Is that before Zman Tzvi?
No, it should be the Nates. It should be Nates.
No, it's too dark.
Nates is too dark? Nates is 7:12. It was this morning at 7:12, it was dark. It was a little bit, it was getting light.
Cloudy also.
But think about it. You could put until an hour before that. 6:17, you could put until it already.
Right, but that's when the stuff starts.
Because that's Mishayakir. It's Zivin Shir. So can you say Shema and Mishayakir? They do it. They do it all the time. Right? They don't put on tefillin across the street till 6:17. And they daven Yishtabach till then.
Shema is 2 minutes later.
And Shema is 2 minutes later. right? They get to 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later. So just very interesting stuff. Like some people, are, you know, there's some like these manim Jews. They know all this man. They're always walking.
I think we're more mocking today on exact time because you can.
Right. They didn't have clocks in those. They didn't have clocks in those days. That's why you ever look at this man.
They also didn't have charts.
What?
They didn't have charts to tell them, even if they had clocks.
Correct.
They knew better than the charts that they have today.
Right.
Sundials.
That's another 1 second. I'll leave you with one more question that I have, which I never got a good answer for. There's only one zman in Judaism that the Gemara calls an actual literal zman. And on an hour. And how could that be if they didn't have clocks? Which is waiting between meat and milk. How could there be a time of 6 hours? They didn't have clocks.
Has to do with a clock.
But they didn't have clocks. How'd they know? All this manna were based on the sun, Mishayakir, when it gets dark, 3 stars. No. All based on other factors.
Knew,
never the clock.
But they knew
all
astronomy. No, they knew a lot of astronomy. They knew how to calculate things.
And so the Rambam mentions it. But I think it might be even be in the Gemara. It might be in the Gemara. All right, everybody.
The people hold 1 hour, 3 hours over here.
They use astronomy to do that.
Everybody have a good day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody.